The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
The Pharisees went out and took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. When Jesus realized this, he withdrew from the place. Many people followed him, and he cured them all, but he warned them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through Isaiah of the prophet. Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom I delight. I shall place my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not contend or cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory, and in his name the Gentiles will hope. Gospel of the Lord. The hermits live in Carmel. They were the remnants of the Crusades. After they finished the war, some people left back in Palestine, and some went to Mount Carmel to live as a hermit. Eventually, they lived together as a community. We call today the Carmelite monks. And eventually, after certain centuries, Teresa of Avila and John the Cross renewed this order of Carmelite. They called OCD, Order of Carmelite Discount. And today, our priest, Father Paulus, he belongs to the old tradition. He called OCAM, Order of Carmelite. So today, practically, there are two communities. In Steny, the nuns belong to OCD. But our priest, Paulus, belongs to the old, we call OCAM, Order of Carmelite. No matter how, St. John the Cross make a renewal of this order, because any order after centuries, they can be relapsed. But John the Cross make it straight that we follow Christ on the cross. That means anything, we follow the will of God. And the will of God is not always easy. So we have to follow Christ on the cross. And that's why Jesus is calling his disciples, come and follow me. Follow his footstep towards Calvary. And that's the meaning of our life. We follow Jesus, follow his footpath towards Calvary. That's what John of the Cross is mainly centralized his thought on, following Christ on the cross. That's why his nickname is John of the Cross. That means to say, you remind each one of us, we follow Christ. When we put on the scapula, of course, that's a sign of protection for our Heavenly Mother. But the Heavenly Mother also invites us to follow Christ on the cross. Nothing different. Not because we have the special scapula and then we can have an easier life. No way. Only then we have the special grace to follow Christ with the protection of Heavenly Mother. That's the meaning of the scapula. But no matter how, we have to say yes every present moment on a daily basis. We cannot say, I've been in the Carmelite spirituality for 40 years, then I'm okay. We will never okay. Even I baptized here more than 60 years ago. The parish priest called Carmelite, or Father Orlando, his patron saint is Carmelite. So remember him also. He's quite a prominent priest in this area. By that time, he baptized me. So let us pray also for his soul and also that we cannot, we can say we are, St. Teresa is a community of Carmelite. So let's pray that we have the spirit to follow Christ on the cross.